Hey, 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 this is Cammie Pentecost Dempsey, and you are listening to another episode of What Leaders Do. I'm really excited about our topic today because I truly believe that network marketing is a people business above anything else. A mentor of mine once said, when you get the people right, the business works. And I could not agree more with that because the more I have realized, no matter what the product or service is that I'm selling, when I get that person right, when the person is my number one product or service, everything else works. And so that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to dig into that right now. At the end of the day, I believe people buy people over products all day long. Face it, most of us don't have the luxury to sell something, whether it's a product or a service, that isn't offered in other places. Now, granted, if we can find a product or service that nobody else has, that just helps us continue to move in the right direction, right? And it keeps us in high demand. But at the end of the day, even within your own company with the product or services that are being sold, why would somebody want to partner with you over somebody else? And it's because of how you treat, connect, and build relationships with people, right? Chances are you're not the only person in this world selling your product. It's not likely. And so if somebody has an option to buy from anybody and they choose you instead of the thousands of others that are potentially selling the product or service, then they're buying into you more than they're buying into the product or service. So people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So let's talk about this here for a minute. And you know, for those of you listening, you may not know about my background. So I want to take a minute and just tell you, I have been in this industry for over 12 years. And prior to that, I was a middle school math teacher and a girls varsity basketball coach. I had never sold anything beside lemonade and Girl Scout cookies prior to joining this industry. I chuckle because that really isn't the strongest sales resume, but that's okay because I was still able to reach the top income earning position in my company. And I stayed at that position until I moved over to the corporate side to help train, develop, and mentor leaders within that same company. Now, I'm not telling you this to brag. I'm telling you this because this concept about people by people, it works. It works every time. It doesn't matter what kind of sales you're in. I know we're talking specifically a little bit about network marketing, direct sales, but maybe you're in real estate, maybe you're in retail, or some other industry for that matter. I believe at the end of the day, your success in whatever you're doing primarily depends on this simple truth. And that's your ability to develop rapport, connection, relationships with people you're trying to share your product and service with. So let's say it like this. At a very basic level, people want to know, like, and trust you before they buy from you. I'll say that again. People do business with people they know, like, and trust. Think about it. When you buy a product, when you get involved with a training or a coaching program, would you do it from somebody that you didn't know anything about? Would you do it with somebody you didn't look up or get a high recommendation for? Most likely, no way. And so I believe the same is true with this. And I know I personally would not purchase anything I knew little about if it wasn't from somebody that I had great respect, admiration, or it had heard good things about, for instance, with a great track record. All right. Now, if you think about that, if you flip that over, and I'm sure you can totally relate with me when I say this, but have you ever bought anything that you didn't really need because the person that was sharing it with you is somebody that their personality, their presentation was phenomenal, and you just thought, oh my gosh, I gotta have that, right? I know I have, and I've even been convinced to try a restaurant, to see a movie, or even try products that I didn't need from a friend or someone I valued their opinion that just could not stop talking about it. You know, whether I needed it or not, whether I was looking to buy it or not, whether I had the money or not, it's all about the person that is sharing it. And I'll tell you what, that's where social media has played a big role into our industry, right? And helps add value to what we're doing. That's why it's important to take time and build relationships with potential clients and team members. All right. When it comes to doing whatever it is you do in order to grow your bottom line, my first piece of advice to you would be a friend first. People do not care how much you know until they know how much you care. See, here's what I believe. Everyone communicates, but few actually connect. And because of the world we live in, getting more and more fast-paced, more and more technology, a lot more online networks, unfortunately, we're losing the art of connecting. And so that's what makes it so important. And I really, truly believe that's what makes people really respond to it in such a positive way, because it's refreshing. It truly is refreshing. All right. So how do you get people to choose you? What do you have to do? Well, first and foremost, be yourself. You are a brand. And if everybody was like me or everybody was like you, this world would be a boring place. Even if you and I are polar opposite and we're sharing or selling the same product or service, different people are going to relate and connect with you over me. And that's okay, because certain people would never get involved with this product or service had you not shared it or had I not shared it. And that's why it's important that we be ourselves. People are going to connect with your unique personality or mine. They're not going to connect with the same personality all over the world. So we've got to share and celebrate our unique differences. Be you. Use social media to tell a story of who you are. Tell the story of what you like, what you do, how many kids you have. Do you like animals? Do you like sports? What are your hobbies? Can they relate to you? It's a great way to really initiate that connection. Be willing to get real, to get personal. Now, don't air your dirty laundry and don't be negative online. There's already way too much of that. But let's get back to the topic today. I just wanted to give that little warning. When you really let people see who you are without any filter or fakeness, they really do start to connect with you on a deeper level. And the quicker you connect with somebody, the much quicker they're going to want to get in business with you, whether it's buying or using your service or product, or simply getting, well, or even better, getting involved with your business, right? And there is only one you, so be you. All right, here's another suggestion I have. Ask questions. Listen more than you talk. Unfortunately, we love to hear ourselves talk, and that makes connecting very difficult. So I really love when I first meet someone to listen, and to listen more than I talk, to listen for that opportunity that I can meet a need with my product and service, right? Listen for that want. What do they want? What are they looking for? That need. What do they need? Or that hate, something that just makes them angry, and what we have to offer can help with their frustrations, right? So listen more than you talk. That is an art that has been lost for sure, especially when in 2 seconds we can post a picture or we can post a comment. What if instead of posting a picture or a comment or a thought, you got online first to listen and connect, and then you made a comment or then you posted a picture? That should be a rule every time you get online, shouldn't it? Well, find common ground. That's another recommendation I have for you. As quick as possible, find common ground. And that's why listening more than talking is so essential. Find a way to connect with a shared interest, hobby, you know, something from your past, whatever the case might be, a situation, a belief. Work hard to find a way to connect and find common ground. When you can share a common interest with someone, you feel like you know them better. You feel like you've known them forever. Do you know what I mean? That person that you met and you feel like, gosh, it just feels like we've been friends forever. That's the kind of feeling you want to give people when you're with them. You know, when people know, like, and trust you, they're more likely to buy from you. We've said that. So work hard to build a relationship first, because don't forget, the world is very good at communicating. We've lost the art of connecting, and that's what really matters. Don't forget, no matter what product or service you're selling, your number one product is people. Be real, build relationships. Get to know them better every time you connect. Don't just make connecting about talking about your business, talking about a sale. You know, continue to get to know what they love every time you get on the phone, what they hate, what's working, what's not working. Do they have fears, frustrations? Is a kid sick? Is a kid doing well? Get to know their family. Be a friend first. Are you sending birthday cards? Are you sending anniversary cards or posting on social when you see it's their birthday? I love to take my potential clients and team members and add them to lists on Facebook so that I can keep up with those relationships on a daily basis. It takes a little bit of time to set up a list, but once you do, you'll be glad that you did. And if you don't know what I mean when I say a list on Facebook, go to YouTube and you'll find out very quickly how you can do that. At the end of the day, what we're talking about here is just being a friend. Every conversation, every check-in, do not let it be about the business. You know, connect first, communicate after. And Facebook just helps make that easier for us to stay connected with what's going on in their life, all right? A lot of people are turned off by salespeople. So how do you do a business without being salesy? Well, number one, if you're worried about being salesy, that's a good thing because you probably won't be. You won't be that person that just is a pit bull and won't give up. But I want you to remember, we're not in sales. We are in the sharing business. We get to share what we love, and that is not selling. That is being convicted, enthusiastic, passionate about something that we're trying, a new product we're using, something we've seen. Listen, what was the best movie you just saw? What's the latest best movie you just saw? How many people did you talk to about it? Now, when they went to see the movie, did the theater call you and give you a percentage of what they made that night? No, they didn't. And in this business model, that's how we get paid. So again, you've got to eliminate that thought pattern of, oh, salesperson, and remember you're simply sharing. And again, I like when people are concerned about being a salesperson because nobody wants a salesperson. But again, if you really listen to what I'm saying here about making people your number one product, they're going to feel that connection and they're going to know it's not just about the sale. It's not just about business. It is about them. And that's how you truly transform the face of your business. So I want you to think about your approach. You know, salespeople are always looking for the sale first, and I want you to connect first. We've said that over and over again. You want to make it about them, not about you. Make it about a need or something they're looking that can add value in their life, not just about hitting your goals. And it's okay to have goals, but if you want to really be successful with what we're doing, you're going to continue to listen for opportunities where your product, service, or business opportunity can be an answer to prayer. In network marketing, sales can go one of two ways, right? You're always looking for customers, but you're also looking to build your team as well. And one of the things that I have found that really takes this concept of people by people to another level is finding the right kind of people you want to be in business with. How do you do that? How do you find people that possess the characteristics that you're looking for? Well, first of all, you have to know what you're looking for. And so you need to make a list. What kind of person do you want to have on your team? I want someone who's fun. I want somebody who's competitive. I want somebody who's hungry. I also want somebody who's humble. I want somebody who likes people. I want somebody that has fun, that is motivated, that is inspiring, that is disciplined. They're committed. They do what they say they're going to do. I think you know what I'm saying here, and the list can go on and on and on. But get specific about that list, because what I found is if you don't know what you're looking for, you won't find it. And the minute you know exactly what you're looking for, you'll see it everywhere. You'll see it everywhere. I can promise you that. Same with a customer. Do you want, you know, for example, if you're selling health products, do you want somebody that really cares about their health? Somebody that's also exercising, maybe not just taking health products or trying to find a quick fix? Who are you looking for in a client? Somebody that is ready for change, somebody that's motivated, somebody that has some money to spend, right? They've got to invest a little to take care of their health. So don't just know what you're looking for in a future team member, know what you're looking for in an ideal client as well. All right, so what can you do to attract these kind of people that you've made these lists for? Now that you know what you're looking for, and chances are the minute you know what you're looking for, you're gonna start seeing it everywhere. That next waitress, that next bank teller, that next mom you meet at the ballpark, you know, you're gonna see it everywhere. But remember, like hangs with like. If you want to pull in that person with this bubbly, outgoing personality, but you're negative and introverted, and introverted doesn't mean negative, but let's just say you're negative and you're introverted and you want somebody that's outgoing and positive, you're probably not going to attract that kind of person. Like attracts like. So that means you need to work on becoming the kind of person that you want to attract in your business. So if you wrote down 10 characteristics of what you're looking for, of those 10 things, what areas do you need to work on? Look at that list, be honest with yourself. If you need to have a friend look at it and give you a few that you could be working on, areas that maybe you're just not excelling, that's okay. It doesn't mean that you're awful and you can't do this. It just means that you're aware that in order to attract the kind of person that you want to have on your team that you know is successful, you've got to be that kind of person first. And that's where personal development is huge. We talked about the environment in which you're hanging, you know, the environment that you're putting yourself in and day out. And that is going to be a big part of that as well, right? Because if you're around negativity all the time, drama, toxic relationships, that's going to be exactly what you're breeding within your business. So if you want to be a light of positivity, you've got to hang around with people who are a light and who are positive. And you need to become the kind of person that can attract those people as well. All right. Don't act like anybody else. Be you. But be the best version of you possible, all right? If you've never taken that test, StrengthFinders 2.0, buy the book, buy it new. There's a quiz in the back to help you know and operate out of your strengths. And I'm a big believer that when you're operating out of your strengths, your confidence grows, your belief grows, and so does the results that you're looking for. But at the end of the day, we truly still have to continue to work on some of those areas that we're just not excelling. But it makes it so much easier to do that when you know where your strengths lie, you're confident in who you are, you operate out of those strengths while you're continuing to fine-tune some of those other areas that you can work on. That's how I would put it. So be the person that you're looking for. It works every time. Like attracts like. Well, we could go on and on. I have absolutely loved our time together today. Thank you so much for jumping on and tuning into another episode of What Leaders Do.